You're with Virginia on ABC Radio Melbourne.
So, for around about 9 hours now, South Australia has now been in its hard 6-day lockdown. And it is really hard. Unless they change it, you're not even allowed to leave the house to exercise. You are stuck at home. Well, Eliza Berlage is now enjoying all of that. She left Horsham just as regional Victorian lockdown was lifting in mid-September, but finds herself back in lockdown now in wonderful Panola in South Australia. Hi, Eliza.
Hi, Virginia.
So, lockdown started.
Third time must be a charm.
So take us through your three. This is your third lockdown. What are your first two?
So, yes, we had the initial one that all Australia had. That was back in, late March, early April. Of course, this year's gone on for about 5 years. And then the second one came in just at the end of July, just when I thought I'd have a 30th birthday at the pub. We went back in again. So this one started today, and they say it'll be six. It's very, very hot.
So, yeah, you're just a few hours into what they say will be 6 days. Do you people in South Australia have a suspicion it might go longer than 6 days?
Yes, quite a lot of people are, yeah, sort of thinking at this rate and just with how hard they've gone. Yeah, hopefully it's not as long as Melbourne's one. And, I mean, I don't want to complain compared to what you guys went through. But, yeah, this virus is just so unpredictable.
What were you doing in Horsham, Eliza?
So I was working as a journalist for the Wimmera Times.
Oh, yes.
But then got stood down in the first lockdown.
Right, okay. So you lost your job there. Is there any chance of getting that job back?
No. Well, there was, but I ended up deciding, because there was a 10-week stand down, I jumped ship to the Narracook Community News, a new startup, and then worked remotely for that first lockdown and most of the second lockdown, and then moved to South Australia for that great job.
And how did you find your lockdowns?
They were really productive work-wise. It was really good in terms of just being able to sit, write, make phone calls, and then pat my dog and cuddle my partner when I got a bit stressed. A little bit lonely in the country, you know, going to the pub or going and hanging out with your sporting group, whether that's rowing or footy, is really nice. So, it's a little bit isolating, but the good parts of it was that we actually had a lot more things to do online that we couldn't usually do. Like, we could watch shows from the city that we missed and have more chats. We felt a little bit more connected to some things.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's very nice to be back out of it, though. So how's the feeling for friends of yours in South Australia? How are they feeling about all this? The decision seems to have been received with a great deal of support from the federal government and from others besides. A few complaints about whether this is an overreaction given the number of infections. Is it possible for you, reading the news coverage and listening to the radio stations there in South Australia, to get a sense of what the community response has been like?
Yeah, well, look, out here in regional South Australia, we're in Panola, we're about 3.5 hours from South Australia. So, look, there are a few people even masking up yesterday. Unfortunately, there was a small amount of panic buying. But I think one of the things that people are pretty confused and frustrated about is we've just got so much open space here. So the exercise thing for the 6 days, it doesn't make sense for us. Mm-hmm. Many of us already barely see one or two people in our walks, and we're way, way more than social distanced away from them. Same with our beaches as well. So I guess they have said it will only be 6 days, but 6 days can feel like a long time. And I've done two lots of those 2 weeks where you have to stay at home. I've done one in a Medi hotel and one at home, and they are, a little bit stir crazy. So I think there'll be a lot of people doing walks to the shop with their dogs.
And, yeah, that's right.
I think people will probably bend the rules. I think people will be going to big reserves and going to the beaches with their dog or with their family for a walk, because we don't even have the policing out here. I mean, what are they going to do if someone goes for a walk out here?
Yeah, well, that's true. Are people wearing masks outside? Have masks been mandated as part of what you're doing there?
They are very strongly advised.
Okay.
I just don't think they were able to do it as quickly, and I know that there was a small bust for the regional Vic as well. We just don't have the supply, and people in South Australia have been a little bit complacent. So not many people had masks before, and pretty much all the shops in Narracourt sold out by 3 p.m. yesterday.
Right.
So it'll take a while to get them.
Yes, you weren't sort of primed for that, and I need to remind anyone who might have friends in South Australia or be listening via digital radio themselves. You're in the state where the toilet paper is actually mostly manufactured, so you really don't need to be worrying about the panic buying. Hey, Eliza, good luck for the lockdown. Great to chat to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.